This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The coronavirus continues to be particularly hard on Colorado's elderly population. New state numbers show that 324 residents of nursing homes, group homes, and rehab centers have now died in the pandemic. That's more than half of the state's deaths. The number of reported deaths at the homes nearly doubled in a week. Tattoo parlors and salons can reopen next week after the state's stay-at-home order expires this weekend. Governor Jared Polis said today that salons are being allowed to reopen before restaurants because fewer people interact in them.
The fact that they're one-on-one is very different than having 40-on-40 in a group in a way that it just has a different impact on putting yourself at risk as well as society.
Polis says he hopes restaurants will be allowed to reopen in May. The Denver Zoo has named its one-horned rhino calf Juna. Zoo officials enlisted the public's help in naming the female after she was born in February. Juna means treasure or joyful in nature in Nepalese culture. Zoo officials say it is one of the first one-horned rhinos born through artificial insemination. It took 12 tries for the rhino's mother, Tensing, to get pregnant. The zoo is currently closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And again, congratulations to Tensing. It's 63 and partly cloudy in Denver right now, looking at a mostly clear night. And you might be able to see Venus in the sky in the early evening tonight, so keep an eye out for that. It's 59 with some light rain in Montrose. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.